This is the intellectual part of our program, and Wayne has the word of the day for you.
The intellectual part, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, guys. Well, you laid down the challenge there, Ron. Nikki, take a deep breath. Here is a double, triple, dandy. Pay close attention. We're doing eponyms, words that take their meaning from names or places. I will give, I'll stick my neck out. I'll give a good American dollar. Nikki, Ron, if you can name the Roman god of medicine. Can you do that for me?
Roman god of medicine?
Gee, if you had just asked me yesterday, it was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. I could have. I was just talking about this person. No, I have no idea.
All right. As I say, take a deep breath. His name is Aesculapius, and therefore we have the word Aesculapian, which is an eponym for that which is medical or a doctor, somebody who's a physician. Take a deep breath for the third time. A-E-S. C-U-L-A-P-I-A-N, Aesculapian. I will let you run that on replay so you can spell it for your listeners.
Aesculapian.
Aesculapius was, there you go. You did it, Ron. You pronounced it.
Yeah.
Just like a, I love it. I love it.
I just follow your directions. That's all I do. That's all I need to do.
The Roman god of medicine or healing, and therefore anything which is Aesculapian, today has to do with physicians or doctors or medicine. Well, a bit of a deep dive this morning on the eponym front, but there is your word of the day.
Well, it strikes me, Wayne, that this is an incredibly Aesculapian community because we have so many doctors and other medical folks around here with UNC and Duke.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're redeeming ourselves for that that shot we took a week or so ago when we used sawbones as a word of the day. So, speaking of Aesculapius, Nikki,
yes.
How is that bruise? Are you healing, kiddo?
Yeah, it's looking much better. You know,
it
gets better every day.
Did you see Dr. Aesculapius up at up at the emergency room?
I did. He was really curious whether or not I actually put out an arm to stop myself from falling.
Yeah, what a dummy. What a dumb question. Do you try to stop yourself from falling?
No, I just normally don't fall. How about that?
I don't know what he expected the answer to be.
You sound like you're on the mend. That's the important
thing. Absolutely.
She still has a somewhat Aesculapian face.
Somewhat.
Not as much.
That's typical, though.
Not as extreme as yesterday.
Yeah, adjust that left eye, Mickey, one more time.
All right.
All right. Talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye.